Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for January 28, 2022. The European Medicines Agency has recommended Pfizer's coronavirus antiviral drug be authorized for use in the European Union. That's the first time the agency's recommended a pill for COVID. They said approving Paxlovid could help the infected avoid more serious disease and hospitalization. The drug's been cleared in the U.S. and Britain, but the problem is supplies are extremely limited. School districts continue to struggle with what the proper policies should be. Orange County Public Schools in Florida have made it clear to parents who worry about their child being exposed to COVID and want to keep them home that it will no longer allow excused absences for COVID concerns. The district said managing assignments for a large number of absent students is a strain on the teachers. It's brought up a question of medical ethics. A Boston hospital is defending itself after a man's family says he was denied a new, much-needed heart for not getting vaccinated. The 31-year-old father of two has atrial fibrillation, which has also been cited as a vaccine side effect, thus his concern. There are more than 100,000 candidates on wait lists for organ transplants, and about half on waiting lists won't get an organ within 5 years. Did you get your free at-home rapid tests yet? If you did, here's some tips to make sure they're accurate. You can't expose them to extreme hot or cold temperatures. You have to read and follow the instructions because they were developed for use in medical settings by trained personnel. And you have to read the results at just the right time. Waiting too soon could give you a false negative. Waiting too late could give you a false positive. And lastly, don't believe them. If you tested negative but you're feeling sicker than you ever have, seek medical attention. Does the public think the pandemic is over? An Associated Press poll shows only 15% will consider it over only when COVID is largely eliminated. 83% think it's over when it's mostly a mild illness. 59% think it's essential they personally be vaccinated to safely participate in public activities. But only 37% of parents think it's essential their kids are vaccinated before they return to normal. And only 47% of Americans think it's essential they get a booster. In the United States, cases were down 21%, deaths are up 34%, and hospitalizations are up 5% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Ohio, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Illinois. There are now over 28 million active cases in the United States at 28,178,981. The five areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita, Montana 97%, Wyoming 90%, Alaska 70%, Alabama 62%, and Oregon 54%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Nome Census Area, Alaska, Whitman, Washington, Franklin, Washington, Pontotoc, Oklahoma, Crawford, Illinois, Maverick, Texas, Wyoming, West Virginia, Colbert, Alabama, Lanier, Georgia, and Uvalde, Texas. There have been at least 878,421 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Vermont at 79.2%, Rhode Island at 78.6%, and Maine at 77.4%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Alabama at 49.3%, Wyoming at 49.7%, and Mississippi at 49.9%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 63.5%. Globally, cases were up 16% and deaths up 25% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since January 25th. There are now over 71 million active cases around the world, at 71,437,312. The five countries with the most new cases, the United States, 497,351, France, 392,168, India, 248,697, Brazil, 228,972, and Germany, 189,363. There have been 5,636,042 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.